Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey.
I got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, February 9th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Nikki, and our special guest today is the one and only, Boop, V. Hale. Happy hump day to you too. It's Wednesday down there.
V, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. This question, I'll follow up. I'm going to tell you a little story. And then I'm gonna follow up with a question.
Story time,
full layout.
Yeah, it's a little story.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, young Sarah Clark went on a date with a young male caller friend who really fancied her, really liked her a lot, and they were in a car, and they were in the back seat, and they were, you know, things were happening between the two of them.
Was hand was
hot
on a boob.
Heavy. Oh. Yeah. And then there was a point where she reached down and grabbed for his cock and it couldn't find it because it was so small. And then she was like,
I found it. I just thought it was like a pen or something.
Right. Oh. And then she goes, you know what's weird? I got to go home.
Yeah.
And left as soon as she touched it.
I should
because
say.
Because she was like, it was oogie and tiny and gross.
Yeah, micro penis.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real thing. So I was in the car. My friend Danny and his date were in the front, and me and this guy, whose name I won't say. Have I ever said? I don't think I've said his name.
You've said,
songs
but
about
it's
him.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
We'll call him Jay. So, and good looking dude, singer in a rock band, long, gorgeous 80s hair. He was really good looking.
Oh, but he didn't have the rock cock to go with it.
He didn't.
Bumsky.
No.
Okay.
It was... Honestly, like when it made its appearance, I was like, is it out yet? Like, is it out of your pants? Like, it was, listen, I actually am not proud of this. I don't feel good about it. It's a bad thing I did. I started laughing and I reached over and tapped Danny in the front seat and I went, it's time to go home. It's time to
wait, someone was in the front seat?
Yeah, I just
she told
that.
You that part of the story when she
was on a double
with
date
with friend Danny.
With my friend Danny.
And oh, well,
Danny and his girl were in
didn't
the front.
Picture that.
You
okay.
were just too busy thinking about penises. I get it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I kind of was. Okay, it's fine.
Have
yeah,
you ever come across a penis too small to tackle? Like you
100%.
Just went, you have?
Mm-hmm.
Twice?
Was two, 2 inches?
Or two
oh, there
inches.
Were two tiny penises.
I know another dude, too. I had another tiny penis one, too. This is what I was looking at right there. See it?
But that's but it was... But,
two
was
knuckles of my pinky. No.
That was
two
hard?
Knuckles of my pinky. It was like my... I was like, oh, you got a hand on there?
It's almost where you feel like a pedo, dude. Because you're like, this isn't a grown man's penis. Like it's...
And isn't
what
it
do you
awful?
Do with
I
that?
Feel
and it's
so
like,
bad about it.
Like,
I
feel, usually
like,
you should
I could
be
have
like...
handled it better.
A handful.
You know, right. Hand gripped out, and you got to, like, use the other part to stroke while you suck. You got nuts happening. And this one, you're just sort of like...
Where
gripping
do I,
a candy cane, like it's bad.
So
yeah,
so
exactly.
Twice it's happened, and what was your reaction? Did you okay? The first question is, did you go through with boning them?
Yeah, but can I state for the
hold
fact
on?
That I was extremely inebriated.
I'm just going to give it up. I feel like I should have gone along with it. Like, I really was a terrible person in my reaction. You're a good woman.
And
that's questionable.
Micro penises need love, too. They're a real
no, I
thing.
Agree. Yeah, absolutely, they do. For sure.
Yeah.
That's a
and
hell
so
of a cross to bear.
And so did he take the condom and, like, pull it around the bottom of his balls and tie a big knot in the spare
wait, okay.
Rubber? Or how did that...
Since you bring it, I wasn't going to go there, but let's go there. Oh, the first yeah. one, I hate saying this, dude, because now I'm on air
just
where I grew up, kind no
one,
of.
Yep.
So I never know who's listening.
Yep.
Okay, so the two, I'm going to go to hell. They were.
Meet you there.
They were twins.
You oh, did twins? Separate, yeah.
You did them. But you didn't like get a clue from the first one. You're like, well, this one doesn't. They're
well,
twins.
The
so.
Second one wasn't. Well, neither of them were planned, but it was sort of. Anyways, the first one, the condom was on. Wait, Sarah, I feel like we're living in a parallel world because my friend and a dude, we were on bunk beds, were above me having sex. So how odd. It's like how the micro penises meet. So he put on the condom. And we're having sex, or, well, he's having sex. I was just sort of wondering what was happening down there.
You're getting rubbed on. Got it.
And, yeah, he's fingering me with his penis. I'm just kidding. I'm going to hell. Very nice people.
Very nice people.
So all of a sudden, he, like, you know, you pull out while you're having sex to move around or switch positions, whatever. Sure. And all of a sudden, he starts freaking out. And I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, where's the condom? Where's the condom? I'm like, hold on, I didn't know I didn't put it on.
Is it up your vagina?
So he's freaking out. He goes to the bathroom. He comes back. And I'm just like laying there awkwardly naked and fucking wasted while I'm listening to my friend above me have sex. So he comes back. He's like, I don't know what happened. And he's like in this full panic mode. And I'm like, okay, well, A, you didn't finish, so let's not, like, freak out about that. And B, like, I'm clean, so, like, I don't know if he was panicking, like, he caught something. So I was like, okay.
Well, you don't want to have a baby.
Well,
maybe.
Babies
so,
are a problem.
Well, I was on birth control, but so let's fast forward. Nowhere to be found. He's, like, ripping the sheets off, like, this condom is nowhere to be found. And I'm like, dude, I'm fishing around on my own. And I'm like, yeah, so. Dude, I can't believe I'm telling this story. What the fuck? So fast forward 2 days later, I'm at my house and my friend that was on the bunk bed above me was like, you know, in the front room, but you can hear from the bathroom. And all of a sudden I go, oh my God. And she like knew. She goes, the condom came out. And I was like, yes, dude.
Yes. You chipmunked the fucking thing in your vagina
for
2 days.
And I'm like, how did it even get up that far? Like, the dude doesn't even have the length to get it up there. And I think maybe when I was, you know,
it's
doing my good old fishing.
Grip. You pushed it
yeah,
up there.
Anyways, but we were laughing so fucking hard. I was like, I can't even believe this is my life, dude. Like, I just seem like a, well, that was my, that
and then
was
you went
the
back
days
for
where I was really
the other guy with the twin.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay, so this is the first twin.
Yeah, and then the second one was, they
story.
Were down where I was going to college, and it yeah. just, we're like, oh, how we met up, this is weird, and I knew he knew, And it was kind of like, well, you have one, you want to try on the other, right? It's like having one shoe on. Like, well, give me the other one. So it's like,
if the
complete.
First one,
if the first shoe didn't fit, why would you try the other one?
When you're a freshman in college and hammered and doing drugs, and someone is down to have sex, you just go with it. And curiosity. Right.
Okay. And then, you know.
Okay, so this
I just
guy,
told whoever's listening that I had a condom wedged up my hoo-ha for like 2 days.
You know what?
So please,
you know
anyone listening, if this is your first V-Hale experience, I apologize.
Welcome to the V-Hale show.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nikki. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, Sarah might know this, but that episode in Insecure where she had to go fishing out of the condom out of her vagina.
Yeah.
And
I watched
that, and I don't remember that.
She it was when she was having sex with that big Daniel. Guy. And
right. No, the security guard.
Oh, the security guard, the TSA guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And then she has like the mirror up in her vagina trying to get it, and then she gets it and it just splats on the mirror. It's so gross. Yeah,
that's disgusting. That's what luckily he didn't finish.
God, that show's great.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Yeah.
No,
I want to say to anybody listening that has a micropenis, you know, you got dealt a shit hand, but you're
fuck
a great guy.
Did.
You're a great fucking guy.
You don't know that he's a great guy,
I do.
But you did get dealt a shit hand.
Don't
no doubt.
Let it define you. Like, I mean, it is a totally real thing. And so much importance is placed on size and sex in general. It's just, I'm so sorry for your loss. That's the wrong thing to say. Let me try again. You're fine. You're worthwhile.
You're not helping anybody with this nonsense.
I know. And I would
There's
like
a
to
vagina
apologize.
For blanket, every dick out there.
Right. A blanket apology to anyone with a micropenis. I know now that it is a real thing and it's an affliction. And if I could do it again, I would actually do it again. And I would behave better. I would not laugh. What
well,
a
look,
fucking
kids,
horrible relationship.
All kids do things that they look back on and realize, wow,
I feel terrible about it.
I regret many decisions.
Went on to, not long after that, he got a girl pregnant. So it works.
It works.
And plus, I was never going to date him anyway. He did baby talk all the time. Ugh. Sarah.
Oh, this is the baby talk guy.
Sarah, why do you want to come over? My mommy's gone. You could come over to my house, Sawa. I'm like, I don't know. Ask me when you've grown up. Isn't that funny that the baby talk guy had the micropenis?
Oh.
Right?
Wait, maybe there's
Me and John. So John knows this guy too, right? And so I started dating John. I don't know how long after this guy. I mean,
the next day because he wanted a real penis?
Yes. Okay. But we have a song about this guy. I mean... Like, I'm such an asshole. Like, everybody knows that this guy's got a micropenis. And then John, because he knew I couldn't stand the baby talk, he, you know, just because you know how couples joke and stuff, he'll always be like, Sawa, I want to do stuff to you. And he's got his little pinky extended. Sawa.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's awful. I'm an asshole. God, it sucks. It sucks being an
He's
asshole.
He's doing that. That wasn't you doing
that. No, I know,
that.
But I didn't have to tell everyone Jay's secret.
Although, you know, I mean, that's sort of what we do here. We tell stuff.
No, I know, but I just, you know, I mean, I didn't have to tell all my other 19-year-old friends about
I love that
you do
V
when you're 19, but
not only has one, but has two. And not only has two, but they're fucking brothers. Come on. V, you are a home run.
Every time. Hey, what time did we start this show? I'm trying to figure out how much time I got left here.
Yeah, we got to do bad advice.
Yeah, I really want to. Although you guys did want to ask Vale, Vanessa, about Ninja Turtles that came up on the show today. Was that something that you wanted to?
What?
Oh, I was just saying that you probably grew up in the same era that I did, where you watched Ninja Turtles,
Teenage
right?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtles and
Turtle
a half.
Power.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that That's question's all. Been answered. All right. So.
I was researching.
Hey, bro. Do you want to, like, go get some pizza?
Hey, what are you doing, Brit?
I was looking
He's
up
showing us micro penises,
and I was
pictures.
Trying to find if women actually prefer that. I don't think so, based on the research that I've
done. My day's ruined. My day's ruined. What just happened?
What happened was Bryn was doing research for the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Bryn.
You're
Good
welcome.
Job. Good job.
There's more images, so I won't.
Don't.
Yeah.
Just
don't
flash them in here and there when the show gets dull. Okay.
Oh, that's how we're going to find out we're not keeping Bryn interested. He's going to put time.
See how this is gonna? It's gonna be random bursts of laughter. This Wait, one had sunglasses and a straw and a cup.
I've never seen.
Isn't it?
Okay, no more of that. I was only kidding about flashing.
All right, I'll stop.
Hello, Secret Show, says a dear listener of ours who has a problem that they want solved.
Okay.
I was listening to the regular show and you're talking about what to disclose when you're dating a coworker. And I wanted to write in with my situation and my question.
Okay.
I'm a manager at a company and about a year in, mutual OFOC, overwhelming feelings of concern, developed between me and a subordinate. I'm a girl, he's a boy.
Oh.
Nothing happened, but the feelings were serious enough that he applied for a role on another team. Once I was no longer his boss, we started dating 6 months ago. Now he wants to tell other people at work that we're dating, and I don't, at least not yet. We've told other friends and family, but we both have close work friends, and I do feel weird not saying anything to them, but I'm just not ready. I know that nothing happened before when we were working together.
That's a lie, but stick with it, honey.
Right, I agree.
Yeah.
But people are always going to talk. Nobody changes their job over what might happen with someone.
Yeah, because like you think
we don't believe
maybe you want her pussy. Yeah, no, dude. Like you know the pussy's
maybe,
good, so you're
right.
going to switch roles.
The pussy's good, I'm changing roles.
Yeah.
So I can bone
She sucks a good dick. This could happen. Mm-hmm. This could work. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's telling us the truth.
No.
So, well, maybe. You know, it's an infinite universe. Anything's possible. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I know nothing happened, but people are always going to talk and make assumptions. I'm guilty of this all the time. So are we. We're doing it right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm the one with more to lose. I won't lose my job, but I am worried about my reputation. With COVID and working remotely, it's easier to keep this a secret from our co-workers, but he wants to be able to talk about it. Am I wrong to want to wait a bit longer just to protect myself from people thinking we were together when I was his boss and it's still a new relationship and we don't fully know where it's going? So I don't want to hurt my reputation and then things don't work out. I really like him and I see a future, but I also care a lot about my job and I have big ambitions to advance. Would love to know what y'all think because y'all have partners you care about and careers that are a big part of who you are. Hope you get laid. Our friend who listens to The Secret Show.
No matter how long you could wait 3 years, people are going to judge you because people are judgy assholes. I'm a judgy asshole, not in that situation, but in others. So if the company also doesn't promote you because of that, or people are judging you, or your reputation's ruined based on that, dude, fuck them. Like, you're going to wait forever then, because at some right. point, knowing you guys worked together at some point and then he went somewhere else, people are going to come up with whatever story. They're going to talk about you behind your back or in the break room. And it's not like, oh, they got drunk at the Christmas party and fucked in the coat closet. Like, that would maybe ruin your reputation. You guys are dating like two adults. Yeah. So, in my opinion,
and
I don't think there's any length of time.
And he did change his position.
Totally.
This could be that
you're in it.
Yeah.
Like you care. Yeah. No, I don't. I think 6 months is good. I mean, I'm not going to tell you to do something that makes her uncomfortable, but I don't think a year is going to change how people, if they're going to judge you, they're going to judge you for it. And they're going to
talk. Yeah. Don't worry about that part of it for sure.
No.
If you think it's going to somehow ruin your relationship and you don't want that, I just don't. Although if she feels strongly about it, maybe they could set a date in the future. Like, we'll talk about it when we've hit this point. But yeah, I mean, frankly, don't kid yourself. People are already talking about you guys. I don't know what it is. People have a way of sniffing that
you
stuff
out.
You
can pick up on stuff. Yeah, come on.
I really think that there are no secret work relationships. Like, there's someone who's going, those two are fucking. Like, it's just happening. Like,
your guard down when they're around. Like, there's some type of... I just say fuck it, because that's how I live life, though. Fuck it, fuck them, fuck
that
you,
is true.
Fuck the other people, fuck it.
I was going to say, you guys are both wrong. And here's why.
Tell us why.
So, first of all, you get to decide how important your career is to you. You know what you've sacrificed in order to get where you're at. You know the kind of, whether you've had to break down walls or deal with fucking male bullshit in the office place or whatever's happened, you know what you've been through to get where you're at. And I'm going to tell you right now, that announcement, the relationship announcement, while they may know, and I think the girls could be very, very right about that, as soon as you announce it, you've given a green light for everyone to fucking talk about it freely instead of it being the thing that some people wonder about or whatever. And frankly, who fucking cares what they wonder? The truth is, you don't want that conversation. You're not trying to give that conversation a green light until you want to give it a green light.
Right.
And I personally, look, as someone who's put my career ahead of plenty of relationships in my life, plenty of them,
same.
I've gone, nope, that's not important to me. You're down, there's a list, and you're lower than that, than you think you are. Because I got to do this. This is what I'm chasing. So I would say, just tell him how it's going to be. And if he's not down, then you've got a decision to make. That's when you draw a line and they say, okay, well, then I want to break up. Now you've got to change your mind or hold your line. It's real simple. But I wouldn't feel bad at all saying, look, man, first of all, you don't know what it's like to be a woman in the workplace. I get enough fucking judgment as it is. Second of all, I don't need you undoing any respect I've earned ever.
Right.
Like, that's great. Now I'm the lady that bones the fucking young ones. Great.
Oh. Well,
right? I'd high five her. Yeah. And be all, yeah.
Well, I know but you're a chick. You guys can bro about that.
Yeah.
You know, I think the one question I have here, she's saying we both have close work friends. It is weird to not tell someone that you consider close about the relationship you're in, especially if you have to sort of lie by omission when they say, are you dating? It would be more easy and
or what'd you do last
right.
night?
I don't know the dynamics of this lady's workplace, and clearly she's got enough of an issue that I think Vinny makes a good point.
People are judgy too.
Call.
Look, I have a really good friend that I love, and she's a nice lady. I don't love her like I bone her, but I love her like I've known her for 15, 12 something years. I don't know how long. Anyway, she starts dating a person who works under her. He's a young, young guy. Like, we were all sort of, whoa. I don't want to say her name, lady.
Oh, okay.
But look at you go. But she was the lady who was boning the young dude in the office place. And then we went on a double date. And this kid is fresh out of college. Like, these two proceed to drink themselves like college kids stupid while we're all eating our steaks or whatever, going, what the fuck are these two doing? It's hard not to judge. You judge people, right?
We do. We all do it.
So look,
we've got our own lines and we apply them to other people.
Acting like a fool, like, come on.
I'm just saying.
Funny, though, when a chick dates a young dude, it's so like, oh, but if it's a guy, it's like, yeah, I got the young one. It's such a bullshit.
I don't think that at all.
I don't
actually.
Like either of them.
I don't think either are cool, but I
well,
get
you guys
what you're
mature
saying.
Way
There's a double
slowly
standard.
Anyways. Can't
right.
date them young.
Anyway, I'm just saying, look, I wouldn't give, if you really value your career and you worry about this shit splashback on you, then don't. Don't give people a green light to talk to you about it. And right. if he's bummed, then you have to decide how important he is to you.
If you have a weird feeling or inkling that it could affect what you do with your career, then that feeling, you got to trust the gut. You got to trust the gut. Like, I don't know. I guess more my view was if people are going to talk about you, fuck them. It was more like the office gossip. But
well, I agree with you there in that you should give no fucks about what people think. But look, we're not talking about the lady down the, you know, three stools down at the bar. We're talking about your coworkers.
Yeah.
And right. about you, you know, wanting to
and
pursue
some of them
maybe,
will be your underlings. I mean, she's the boss in her department. So it's.
I think it's a good test for the relationship. Like, you run into these crossroads, right? Like, he wants one thing, she wants the other. He's ready, which is nice because that means he doesn't want to hide her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she feels maybe the timing isn't right, so you guys got to come to a middle ground here. And by middle ground, I mean don't say anything because that's what it's going to come down to. Yeah, by middle ground, I mean her way. And yes. not say anything.
Right. Well, let us know what you decide and how that goes. I do love follow-up on some of these emails.
Please.
If you've got a little problem and you'd like us to bat it around, please send it along. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com.
One last thing, if I could.
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah, V was saying, I'm super judgy. I judge people all the time. Let me ask you a question. I have a friend who has this story about she was apparently with another couple, and they were sleeping in the kids' bedroom, one on the top bunk and the other on the bottom bunk, and she was shit-faced and fucking this guy, and the condom got lost and stayed inside her for 2 days. What's your opinion of that story? How does that...
Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to say it. The end.
It's not fair. It's not fair. I'm just asking...
I'm asking for a friend.